From Methland by Nick Redding. As you look down after takeoff from O'Hare International Airport, headed west for San Francisco, it's only a few minutes before the intricate complexity of Chicago's suburban streets is overcome by the rolling swell of the prairie. If you look closely as the plane climbs past Lock and Dam No. 10 on the Iowa side of the Mississippi River, you'll see a little town called Allwine, population 6,772. On the surface, Allwine would appear to be typical in every way, and yet things are not entirely what they seem. Here among the double wides and the packs of teenage boys riding gang-like on their huffy bicycles, the economy and culture of Allwine are more securely tied to a drug than to either of the two industries that have forever sustained the town, farming and small business. This is the part of Allwine, and of the small town United States, not visible from the plane window. This is where, during the oppressive humidity of summer evenings, the night's smells begin to take shape. Mixed with the moist organic scent of cut grass at dewpoint is the ether stink of methamphetamine cooks at work in their kitchens. When the meth epidemic began flooding national media back in 2005, virtually overnight, the American small town and methamphetamine became synonymous.